Welcome to the July 20th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In a new FAQ article, we addressed how the FDA shift to single pivotal trials raises recruitment stakes for sponsors, requiring movement from study-by-study outreach to programmatic relationship-based approaches. Success requires portfolio-level funding, cross-study governance, and integration of behavioral readiness screeners with clinical eligibility, treating patient engagement as long-term strategic capability rather than per-study operational task. In a new contributed article, Kelsey Jakey, Senior Director of Portfolio Strategy and Innovation at Transcelerate, examined why clinical R&D modernization stalls through incremental optimization of individual workflows. Meaningful systemic change requires leaders to visualize structural relationships, understand hidden incentives, and identify leverage points that benefit the whole system, moving beyond siloed solutions towards interoperable models that prioritize long-term efficiency over short-term convenience. And lastly, the FDA converted Fabhalta's accelerated approval to traditional approval based on APPLAUSE IgA nephropathy phase 3 data showing benefit in kidney function decline versus placebo over 2 years. The conversion from proteinuria reduction to kidney function preservation as the approval anchor strengthens the linkage to clinically meaningful outcomes such as dialysis and transplantation risk reduction. And that's all for today's ACT brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development.